Yeah, baby. You're listening to Zeitgeist. Oh, man. What am I doing? This week's guest is Scott Tapler. But first, the news. New CRA rules around working from home make it harder to claim expenses. If you're one of the millions of Canadians who work from home during 2000...
We don't do the news, but first here's a shout to our sponsor.
If you're white and you listen to rap, we got an app for that.
We got an app for that.
Hey guys,
if you're white and you listen to rap,
with your
we got an app for that.
We got an app for that.
Click it.
If you're white and you listen to rap, we got an app for that.
Just down the box here.
Don't know where I was going with that skit, but I was aiming to offend you. Let's get this podcast. Blah, 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 blah.
Okay, I'm here with Scott. Is it Tapley or Tapley?
Tapley.
Tapley. What's that? What's the heritage there? Is it Norwegian? What color are your eyes?
English and Scottish.
What color are your eyes? Blue?
Blue, yeah.
And blonde hair.
Yeah, no blonde hair.
Good start. You have blonde hair, don't you? Blue eyes, blonde hair, Scott Tapley. Here we go.
Yeah.
Cool, man. So we just finished a sick jam session, man. I always forget how good you are, man. You're so good. I don't want to blow smoke up your ass, but whatever. You're good. You're good, okay? Jeez.
Thanks, man.
It's not League of Legends, but...
Yeah, yeah.
Would you rather be playing League of Legends right now, or...
Right this second? Yeah.
Or voting for the Conservative Party, which... What would you rather?
If I had to choose, I'd take League over the Conservative Party, but yes.
But no, I'll get right to it, man. What's your favorite color?
Favorite color?
Don't tell us.
Okay.
Okay, tell us.
Black.
Oh, it's not a color, is
Blame.
It?
Lame, yeah, I know.
I think we're all wearing black right now.
Yeah, all blacked out.
But, I remember seeing you at Santana concert, and I couldn't get your attention because you were so zoned in. It makes me wonder what your influences are guitar-wise.
Guitar-wise, eh?
Yeah.
I really like John Scofield.
Cool.
He's one of my favorites. Grant Green.
I have no idea who these people are.
Yeah, I like all the jazzers who maybe don't play too many chords. They focus more on melodies.
That's cool.
Yeah.
That's like where your influences are basically from? Or?
Yeah. Then like Hendrix.
What about the Doors guitar player? You like him?
What's his name again? Robbie Robertson? No, just kidding. Yeah, Doors? Yeah, sure.
Is that up your alley too? That's cool, man. I've always wondered what your influences were, but like what we do on this little podcast is we try to understand of how you create, like do you just start like noodling? Do you just start playing? Like, how does it work for you?
I'm definitely a noodler.
You
that's
just kind of
sit
there and noodle in. I remember you used to play at the bar and you would stare at the TV.
Yeah, because that's like when I first started getting into playing and practicing, I would just like put on an entire DVD set of like, I don't know, The Office or watch sports.
And
or
does that help you focus, not focus?
It just helps me, yeah, just I guess helps me zone out in order to do the work, you know, the mundane picking stuff. Or
yeah, man, you'd play like three sets and you'd just be watching the game and then playing like this insane shit and I'm like, this guy not real.
Well, it's kind of like, I don't know if you're ever at the dentist office and there's a TV at my dentist office. Yeah. And then he's like drilling my tooth, but he's watching TV. I like to think it's the same thing, you know. But
dude, I've got a ring around my finger at the dentist that rolls up and down for sensation. I've got the TV, and I listen to the Chili Peppers.
Wow.
I don't know why. It's like their second last album. What is it? Unlimited Love or whatever.
I don't even know that one.
And it's my dentist album.
Wow.
And so then I got Planet Earth on the TV. I'm watching the little animals and animals getting eaten. Anthony Kiedis, ring on my finger, and then like they're just drilling into my skull.
Nice. Sounds very relaxing.
It's like my least favorite place for sure. I think I just have trauma as a kid. Like I don't know if it was more medieval times then, but
yeah, it's definitely come a long way.
My dentist actually jumped off the roof.
Wow.
Maybe that has something to do with it. Yeah, they're like, oh, he's dead. Jeez. Jumped off the roof.
Oh my god.
My dentist jumped off the roof. My dentist jumped off.
Yeah,
the roof.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
My dentist jumped off.
Motherfuckers hardcore.
Shit. My dentist jumped off the roof. I don't mean to sound aloof or disrespectful to his family. Motherfucker trying to provide the mercury and cab out of society. I was just 5 years old, eating candy, making them hoes. I wasn't even into hoes. I was eating Oreos, you know.
It's lovely to say on this podcast.
Holy.
It's probably because of me. But yeah, tell me about these scales you're talking about. That's why I plugged you in. You're talking about these scales that you're in and out of. I don't want everybody to learn your tricks, but...
Well, it's just pretty basic stuff, to be honest. Like, really, like, when I'm playing, you've got your pentatonic.
Pentatonic?
Yeah, five notes, of course.
Right, okay.
That's pretty basic, I would say. And then...
Sounds super basic.
The cool thing about it is, like... I think of that as my melody making notes. So any of those notes will always sound good in whatever key, right? So then I like to take the major scale, which will give you some more color, right? So I could go. Fill that in, and then you can fill that in with more chromatic notes too. So you could go,
that's awesome. It seems like all I play is blues scale, and that's all you don't play.
I like the blues scale too. You got this, right?
I know. I see it come in and out, but very briefly.
That's gotta get sick. Those notes in there.
And then you have like a scale in your head right up to the top of the guitar.
Yeah, so like, with pentatonic, you just can connect all the shapes, right?
If you'd like to unlock premium Taplay,
yeah.
You gotta pay. You gotta pay, folks. I could just listen to that all day.
Then you can use like a motif like that, right? Do da da do da da.
But while you watch the game.
Yeah, of course. Well, if there's a raps game on, that's ideal. Then I don't have to think about it. You know, it'll just go.
So basically. I mean, when you're playing or when you've been in bands and stuff or when you're adding stuff, you just kind of, like, it's hard to explain, man, because I do the same thing. I just start kind of fooling around and then it just comes to you kind of thing, or?
Yeah, like, I always really liked, like, just jamming out, and I always found it really hard to play something specific multiple times in a row.
Yeah, that's tough. So, like, it's actually harder.
It is very hard. And, like, yeah. I don't, like...
And slow, repetitive.
Well, you got to practice, and then you got to keep practicing that, you know, who has time, you know? But...
I'm just thinking back to some of your, like, sessions in the bar. Just crazy, man. That was so long ago.
That was so long ago. When was that? That was, like, 4 or 5 years ago at this point.
Yeah, sometimes like. I was like, who are these people coming into this bar? Like... What is in the water in this town?
Yeah.
Just everyone. I'm like, so many talented people. It's crazy, man. So you played on a few songs tonight. Same thing, man. You just won takes. You just kind of went for it.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it's a really relaxed vibe here.
Yeah. And then we played, what was your favorite one? Was it Sitting on Steps?
Sitting on the Steps. That's an instant classic.
All right. Well, let's play that song. Here's Scott Taplay soloing on Sitting on Steps.
You've been listening to Zyka.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Shooby doo up, shooby doo up,
shooby doo up, whoa,
whoa, whoa. Sitting on the steps.
Shooby doo up, shooby doo up, shooby doo up, whoa, whoa, whoa. sitting on the steps.
It's a sunny day. Get out your magnophones, yeah, and tell me all about Judgment Day. Ever want a super stone sitting on the steps?
Sitting on the steps.
Fantastic day. We better sneak in a jam. There's a guy waving round a stick. Stole a bike, see them scram. Sitting on the steps. Yeah. Sitting on my town. Sitting on the steps.
Sitting on the steps.
I think I just saw Jesse ride an electric scooter.
Sitting on the steps, opportunities, yeah. Waiting for my dog to call on your cell phone, you greasy beast. Cause I'm sitting on the steps, yeah. We out here.
Sitting on the steps.
I see you. Yeah.
Sitting on the steps.
Come over here.
Sitting on the steps.
I won't bite.
Yeah. Sitting on the steps.
And we're back. We're not really back. We were going to edit that, but speaking of sitting on the steps, do you have any Jackson Square memories? Any memories that stick?
Any Jackson Square memories that I could say on this podcast? Maybe. One time I was walking home really, really late at night, and I maybe wasn't completely sober at the time, you know, let's say. And
sugar packets.
Yeah, lots of sugar
too
packets.
Too much tea.
Big time. Honey, of course.
Manuka honey.
Yeah.
I got Scott whacked on the Manuka honey tonight.
Yeah,
so no.
Exactly.
But anyway, so you're walking home after a beer.
Yeah, and just walking through. Everything's closed. And that was back when they'd still let you walk through there at like 2 a.m., you know.
That's
but
the best.
I think they've switched it up since then, but or maybe not.
Nice.
Don't get out much anymore as far as that goes, I guess, walking through Jackson.
It's the only thing to do. So then what happened?
Nothing. I just left. It was great, you know. Thank God nothing happened, because I don't know. I don't think if I ran into anyone, it would have gone very
okay,
well.
Okay, I think somebody might have got hurt by you.
No,
is that what
no.
happened? You don't remember? No. You blacked out and you hurt somebody. Love it.
Yeah, exactly.
West Edmonton Mall do the same thing. That you could walk through it, but that place is like a small city in Edmonton. But the fun thing we used to try to do was rip. Also, not too sober, rip through the whole thing in your rollerblades before they catch you.
Nice.
And then they would try hard to catch you. And I remember one time they did, and I pretended to be English.
Nice.
Like, I didn't know. Like, I didn't know you can't tell you talked in the mall. Like, make some weird noise for rollerblading. But my English accent went really bad. My friend was doing pretty good at it. But I lived in that mall, man. Like, I was, like, literally slept in there a few times. Just mall ratting.
Wow.
Okay. Well, I think we're done. Thanks for letting me talk to you, and thanks for coming.
Thanks for having me. Thanks
jam
for
on this
play.
Album, Jackson Square, sitting on steps.
Looking forward to it.
All right. Anything you want to tell the world, the 45 listeners? Where can they find you on Instagram? Is there anything you want to say?
Not really active on social media, but you could follow my Instagram.
It's what about if
Scott
somebody
wants Tapley, Scott one Tapley. Word,
nice,
three T's in a row, looks really silly.
What if somebody wants to try you out on Legends? Do you have a gamer tag on Legends?
No,
you don't
God,
want to tell
no.
people that.
No way,
dude. On my Xbox, it's Nick Zyla. It's so bad. You don't do that. You
yeah,
don't say
you
your whole
put your
name.
Credit card number as the numbers at the end. That's the easiest.
People
way.
Have messaged me because of the smack. All right. Well, thanks for talking.
Peace out.
Are you one of the 9 out of 10 Canadians that have falsely filled out your application for CERB during COVID? Well, we're here to help. You suck balls.
CERB, your enthusiasm
for just $3 measly dollars a day.
And you know we're here to help.
We will send you this one-time collectible hammer.
You squirt your quick orgasm.
For just 4 easy payments, just knock yourself in the head. Fuck it, just knock it in.
Now the CRA is here.
Now they're knocking on your door. Now they're knocking.
You're
on
the reason why the gas is high.
That's it. Another one in my bag. Hey, remember universal income? You wanted it so bad. You could taste it. All right. Check you later. You've been listening to Sigh.